And I'm Scott Horsley in Washington. While Barack Obama was invoking FDR yesterday, John McCain was thinking about the president who came next, Harry Truman, the modest man from Missouri. McCain said Truman put his country ahead of his party and himself. Speaking at the Truman Library in Independence, Missouri, McCain urged his fellow lawmakers to follow that example when they considered the economic rescue bill.
That should not require extreme emergencies when the future of our entire economy is on the line to bring out the best in us or to bring us together in service to the common good. We are supposed to do that even in the calmest of times. And if we work together more often in that spirit, perhaps there would be fewer crises, close calls, and near disasters confronting our nation.
McCain's vote in favor of the rescue plan was the senator's first roll call vote since April. He says Congress still needs to tackle other challenges, such as falling home values, rising unemployment, and a deep dependence on imported oil. McCain has also made cuts in government spending, a cornerstone of his campaign, and now he says that's more important than ever.
We can't dedicate more than $1 trillion to rescue failing institutions and then go right back to business as usual in Washington as if there were no end to the resources of government or the patience of the taxpayers.
McCain promised a one-year freeze in discretionary government spending, an idea he first proposed as a way to help pay for his tax cuts. McCain returns to the campaign trail today with a women's town hall meeting in Denver. Tonight, the focus will be on the vice presidential candidates, including McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin. McCain's been telling everyone who asks that Palin is highly qualified and very knowledgeable, and he says he can't wait to introduce her to the Capitol. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.